Despite policy uncertainty, the U.S. wind energy industry continues to grow. A new report shows over 1,600 megawatts of new wind capacity were installed during the third quarter of this year, according to John Hensley, manager of industry data and analysis for the American Wind Energy Association.
This is actually the second highest level of third quarter activity on record, surpassed only by the third quarter of 2012. We installed 848 turbines across 13 different projects in 7 different states. Texas, long the market leader, was again the most active state in this quarter. It saw the installation of 771 megawatts, followed by Oklahoma with 398 megawatts, Kansas at 201 megawatts, and Illinois at 175 megawatts. In terms of state rankings, our top 5 states remained unchanged this quarter, with Texas leading the pack, followed by California, Iowa, Oklahoma, and Illinois rounding out the top 5.
Hensley says the new wind capacity installed this year so far totals nearly 3,600 megawatts.
This more than doubles the 1,254 megawatts installed during the first three quarters of 2014. So year over year, we're seeing stronger market activity this year than last.
Despite the positive growth, AWEA Senior Vice President for Government and Public Affairs Rob Gramlich says extension of the production and investment tax credits by Congress is still important for the industry.
We remain optimistic that some form of the extension will pass by the end of the year, waiting to see how the House leadership shakes out, and you know that needs to be resolved before legislative plans can be made. However, the fundamentals of this legislation are otherwise very similar to what they've been in past years, and it's been extended many times. Of course, the Senate Finance Committee passed an extenders package over the summer that included a 2-year extension of the PTC. And the thing to watch next is sort of how the package of items that need to be addressed by early to mid-December come together and how the House responds to the Senate's tax bill.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.